We'll bring in Pat Pagano right now with our forecast. Pat, I'm sitting here looking at the radar. Good morning, first of all, Pat.
Morning.
And I see this line of rain that is moving into our area. And now, is there a low pressure area to our west that it's pinning around, or is this just the remnants of the storm?
This is the remnants of Henri, which is over the Catskills.
Okay, so that's what I was saying. I said it looks like Henri drifted over to the Catskills, and now we're getting that side of the storm.
Right. And everything right now is coming up from the south and southeast for us. As the whole thing drifts east, believe it or not, the rain will come in from the east, and then eventually the rain will come down from the north on the backside of it, and then it will shunt out. So showers and a thunderstorm or two today, 75 to 80. The showers will taper off tonight, and after midnight it'll clear, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, moderately humid, middle 80s Tuesday, your Wednesday and Thursday, sunny, hot, and humid, 90 to 95. And we still expect today at least another half to 1 inch of rain.
Yeah, I tried to judge it yesterday, and I think we received somewhere between 2 and 3 inches of rain, because it did rain really good in the afternoon and for a long time.
That sounds about right. I mean, anywhere from 2 to 8 inches has fallen across, I would say, let's say, southern New England, from portions of the Berkshires through Connecticut, Long Island, New Jersey, and the lower Hudson Valley. Of course, New York City so far, coming in with the highest amounts, pretty close to 8 inches.
Yeah, I saw. I have a friend in New York, Amy, and she was posting some videos, not yesterday, but actually early in the morning yesterday, and actually on Saturday night, of incredible rain that was falling in New York City.
You know, I managed to get up to my lake in northwest New Jersey on Saturday. The sun was out. I mean, sun, clouds, very, very humid. Got a lot of work done. David and Elena gave me a call, my friends, and they said, do you want to meet us for dinner before you go home? And I said, sure, why not? I looked at the radar, had my iPad, looked at the radar, and I saw some stuff, but it looked like it would wait. So went to dinner and walked out of the restaurant at 8:30, and it is pouring. I said, this could be a problem. Got back to the lake, thunder, lightning. I mean, it is just coming down like you can't believe. So I said, I think we're going to have to wait it out. My friend Helen was up. She had her own car. She had to go back to New York City. I said, let's just wait it out. I keep looking at the radar. So now it was about 10 to 10. I see a break. I said, let's go for it. Just drive slow. So got in the car, got Shirley in the car. Off we go. Horrendous drive home. Horrendous. Some of the rain was just unbelievable. I couldn't even see the lines on the road. Mm-hmm. But got home, and then yesterday morning, went to church, came back, and worked all day. I was on the air with some of the Long Island stations and Southeast New England. And that was it. I was totally, totally, totally wiped out. And I'm not too much better this morning, to tell you the truth. that was a lot. That was a lot to, you know, ride up to the lake, do all the work there, come back in that storm, face the storm Sunday, and now work today. I'm happy to tell you that Jamie Simpson is going to be one of our new staff meteorologists. He's going to be working for me on Mondays, starting in September. I'll be sending you out the information for it. Jamie comes with a really good line of experience and education. He holds his BS in meteorology and his MS in meteorology from Penn State. I think you're going to like him. He's a very, very nice guy. And I'm just happy that I have a backup, because truthfully, Marshall, I am not going to be able to go on like this too much longer. I have 4 days vacation. I don't know how you do it. I had 4 days vacation, and there's no let up in sight.
Yeah, no, it's you get up like this morning, even though the storm wasn't as bad.
Right.
We did a lot of setup work for it and stuff like that. And when I finally left the station about 11:30 yesterday, I came home and I relaxed, and I knew that, okay, we're going to be fine. But still, you're right. It's one of those things that you have to, you got to take a break every once in a while. Just to keep your sanity and keep going. But you know what? I complained about this on the air this morning. On Facebook yesterday, there were so many people criticizing, oh, what a dud this storm is. It was this, it was that, it was this, this is terrible. And I got on the air this morning, and I actually posted yesterday and said, what would you rather? Would you rather the National Weather Service not issue any warnings, not issue any statements, and it just comes and you get caught? Or would you rather be prepared for the worst and have nothing happened? I would much rather be prepared for the possibility of something bad, and then it didn't happen. To me, that's a win-win. The National Weather Service is doing what they should do. They're warning you with a possibility of danger.
I totally agree. And someone said to me this morning on the air, they said, you know, what's with the National Hurricane Center? Making landfall on Long Island, making landfall on Long Island, making landfall on Long Island, and it makes landfall on Rhode Island. I said, that's not what they said. And I have every bulletin here. Every time I read their update, it was, Henri will make landfall on Long Island or southern New England Sunday afternoon. They constantly said Long Island or southern New England. They were not sure. The storm was moving north, northeast, then north, and never took the bend to the northwest until after it hit westerly Rhode Island. Then it hit Hartford, and then it continued to move westward and then southwestward, and that's why it's over now, the Catskills right now. And as I told you back on Friday, it was Shades of Sandy. Sandy also moved northwestward but went into southern New Jersey. We were not sure where that turn was going to be. Was it going to be over Long Island, Rhode Island, or the Cape? If you remember initially, all eyes were on the Cape, and it was going to hit the Cape. And they escaped it tremendously. I mean, they had like one squall go through. And so they got the least of it. And of course, Rhode Island got the worst of it. 70-mile-per-hour winds at Point Judith when it made landfall. And it wasn't a hurricane. It was a tropical storm. So it was the first time for a tropical storm to make landfall in New England in 15 years. That's why originally, if it was a hurricane, it would have been the first landfall in New England in 30 years. So there's the difference there. And again, my words to you Friday, and my words will always be, never trust a hurricane.
Huh.
Simple as that. And you know, my sister called me. She called me Saturday morning before I left. And she says, Pat, I'm very worried because here on Long Island, they're telling us we should expect outages for 1 week. I said, yeah. She said, and they're talking about this storm surge and this and that. And I have to leave. I'm going to Pennsylvania on Monday. What am I supposed to do? I said, right now, I'm not impressed by the storm. She goes, yeah. I said, not to say that it cannot intensify the last minute. I says, but I'm not impressed by the storm. I don't think you're going to get the strongest winds. I said, everything is going to be east of the center, and I don't think it's going to be coming close to you. I said, so I think you're going to be all right by Monday. So she turned around and she said, she's, you know, I'm not any better off now than I was before I called you. I said, what would you like me to tell you? I said, I don't know how anybody could predict 1 week of outages. I don't know. I said, this is something new. Now they're going to predict how long the outages are going to last? I said, no. I said, just ignore that. I said, you're not going to get the wind. I said, you're going to get the rain. She goes, okay. And then, of course, she called me yesterday. She goes, you were right on.
We had someone that's coming to the area, and they kept calling and saying, should we come? Should we not come? I kept saying to them, listen, if it hits like they say it's going to hit, don't come. But wait until Sunday, because they're coming Monday. Wait until Sunday afternoon when we have a better idea.
Right.
You know, like you said, hurricanes can do things at the last minute, which are totally different. But you said that we would probably get anywhere from 3 to 5 inches if things went, and we're getting that rain now, especially now, add another inch of rain, so we're going to wind up with that 3 to 5 inches by the time this all wraps up.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. And again, you know, hurricanes, you know, tropical storms, tropical systems, the only way to hit it is to just watch it and follow it, because longer range, you have to admit, the Hurricane Center has done, I think, an excellent job, considering that it was several days before coming to New England that they already were alerting people. Right. All interest, you know, should keep posted, blah, 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 blah. They were years and years ago, many years ago, when I first got into this, you were never, ever able to tell where a hurricane was going. So I think they did a great job, considering the fact that it is the peak summer vacationing time. They didn't want to evacuate people, and everything was not mandatory, as you know.
Yeah.
It was suggested, like Fire Island and Cape Cod and things like that. So I really think they did a pretty good job. And like you said, better to be forewarned and safe than not forewarned and sorry.
Bingo. All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a nice one.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.